Alvin landed on a stone floor in a dark room.
"I guess I'm alive, but where am I?" Alvin asked.
"You're in the goblin prison,"
a voice in the darkness said.
"The what?"
Alvin replied. A small girl walked out of the darkness. Her skin and clothes were gray, like the rest of the land. And with a tired look on her face, she sat down next to Alvin.
"This is a goblin prison. A prison for goblins,"
the girl repeated.
"You picked the flowers and fell into the trap that captures goblins coming into the kingdom of color to steal a color for themselves."
Alvin looked around the cell. Huddled all along the cold gray walls were small children with gray skin and clothes.
"Goblins? Are you all goblins?" Alvin prodded.
A smile broke across the girl's face and giggles echoed across the room.
"No, silly,"
the girl answered.
"We're just kids. When the goblins attacked the kingdom of color, they stole the color until it was nothing but gray."
Alvin turned to look at the kids.
"Well, if we're not goblins, we'll go talk to the king."
A murmur came over the room as all the kids looked at each other. Alvin walked to the door and knocked on it loudly. Bang, bang, bang.
"Hello, open this door, please,"
Alvin shouted. A large guard approached, his dark red armor clinking loudly, and glared at Alvin through the bars.
"Why are you making all this racket?"
demanded the guard.
"I need you to open this door," Alvin said boldly.
The guard's deep laugh boomed, and all the children shuddered and held each other.
"No one gets out of the goblin prison. No one,"
bellowed the guard.
Alvin stood up tall and said confidently, "But we are children and not goblins. If this is a prison for goblins, then you need to let us go."
The guard forcefully pointed at Alvin and said,
"This is a goblin prison, and you are inside. Therefore, you are a goblin."
Alvin was taken aback by this strange logic. He shook his head and retorted,
"But I am not a goblin. I'm here by mistake."
"The Crimson Guards do not make mistakes. I say you are a goblin. Therefore, you are a goblin."
Alvin was getting frustrated.
"Listen, I'm telling you that I'm not a goblin, so you must let me out."
"Only a goblin would deny being a goblin."